ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's obvious that President Trump is hell-bent on deploying the military in American cities, says Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield, his state joining California in suing to try to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
With President Trump, at least right now, blocked by a federal court from sending Oregon's National Guard into Portland, California Governor Gavin Newsom says Trump is trying to get around that court ruling by instead sending 300 federalized California National Guard troops.
Sending those troops to Portland, the judge says police are supposed to handle domestic, civilian trouble, and it violates Oregon's sovereignty. The administration's appealing. There's a hunt for several people involved in a gun battle last night in crowded downtown Montgomery, Alabama. Police say it started between two people and then spread, ending with two dead, 12 others injured. President Trump suggesting that a U.S.-led Gaza peace agreement is just days away. Talks ongoing in Cairo. This is ABC News. This legal battle is over info you're supposed to get when first parting with your filthy lucre. ABC's Jim Ryan.
A federal appeals court in Louisiana will reconsider its decision on a Biden-era rule requiring airlines and ticket agents to disclose ancillary fees up front during the booking process. Several airlines have challenged the previous decision, which was put on hold in July of last year.
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the reminder that men can get it too, says ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
If you have a family history, if you have a genetic risk, it's not just for women, it's for all humans. If you have that BRCA gene, you need to talk to your doctor.
Floating into Lithuanian airspace this weekend, forcing the shutdown of Vilnius Airport, delaying flights for hours, affecting thousands of passengers. 25 small hot air balloons, some of them carrying smuggled cigarettes, says Lithuania's National Crisis Management Center. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tonight. Lows around 59 degrees and breezy from the south. For your Monday, showers are likely. Temperatures will hover or fall throughout the day. For Monday night, a low around 47 with a chance of rain. 65 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 80.
Oh, It's another Segway Sunday, an exclusive of 97.9 WGBW. Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
pray for me.
I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never.
I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
If you're a guy looking for a judgment-free space to come together to talk openly with support, this is the one for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Monday, October 6th, from 6 till 8 p.m., it's Mindful Mondays with Brothers Helping Brothers. This is a peer-led support group focused on creating meaningful connection and conversation to help break the stigma around mental health. They meet every Monday night from 6 to 8 at the Terrace Room at Bistro Buchanan. Absolutely free to attend. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, where is the standard? Cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you. And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied now, you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't have lied now, you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird
away. And we'll have fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
It's a Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGPW.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
Like a bus stop running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Stars shining bright above you.
night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's another Segway Sunday, an exclusive of 97.9 WGBW.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah. pretty devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Thank you. News. I'm Mike Dubosky. After a judge sided with Oregon, which sued to stop President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Portland, the White House now confirms that California National Guard troops are headed to the city, and that state's governor is planning to sue.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the president's move, quote, a breathtaking abuse of power. Now, when it comes to that block from that federal judge, it is temporary. It lasts for 14 days, but Oregon had been intending to seek an extension of that block.
ABC News White House correspondent Selena Wang. The Illinois National Guard has received official word from the Department of Defense authorizing a deployment to Chicago, according to a state official. That official confirmed the mission will involve 300 guardsmen tasked with protecting federal property. The official also says it'll likely take a few days for those troops to be deployed. And still no deal to fund the government, now 5 days into a federal shutdown. This is ABC News. According to the National Weather Service, Saturday was the second wettest day in history for the Salt Lake City.